It's just about 18 minutes after the top of the hour, and you're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests here are both representing AEYC. Nikki Love is here. You're the Community Engagement Coordinator. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Sure, and Linda Squibb, you're a Professional Development Specialist with AEYC. Now, for those who don't know, your organization is just an incredible resource for parents and young children. I was wondering if you'd like to highlight some of the services that you provide.
Sure. We've been around since 1982, but in the last, I'd say, 10, 15, 20 years, our services have really grown. We now offer parent home visiting through our Parents as Teachers program. It's recently expanded services to HUNA, so that's exciting.
That is
so
exciting.
Juno and HUNA. We also have a really strong professional development team, and they're working with early educators throughout the region. So they are providing quality training to the people who are frontline with young children and helping them understand developmental appropriateness and, you know, how to really enrich our young people's lives. We also do a lot of advocacy work. So we are trying to hold the line with funding and keep early education programs supported. And we do a lot of, you know, support for families. We have a website called junofamilies.org. Lots of resources. You know, if there is any question that has to do with young kids, they really could call our office, and I bet we have an answer.
I would bet that you do as well. What would you say is, like, the biggest service or resource that's most used by Juno in Southeast?
Well, I think for families, it's probably the Juno Families website, and people may not know AEYC has grant funding that offers the Turf for Tots program out at the turf field daily, and has really helped keep that program available. And the daily one is, it's free to child care providers. If they're licensed programs, they can bring their kids to the turf field for free. And then throughout the winter months, the family nights at the turf, they're really well attended, probably 200 people every other Friday night.
Yeah.
And so I think people, you know, families, that's how they really know us. And then also the annual early learning fair, and we do a baby fair in the fall. So things like that. And then on the other side of things, you know, people up the hill know us because we're asking for those dollars. And educators know us because we're trying to get them the newest and best resources when they're for their work with kids.
Linda, so you're a professional development specialist at AEYC. Do you want to tell us a little bit about what you do and what's important about that?
Sure. I do a lot of work, excuse me, with programs, early learning programs, and work with the teachers and the directors on technical assistance and helping them with curriculum and teaching projects with the children that they have, helping them set up their environments in their rooms and in their schools, helping them get money that's available out there. And then we just put on our annual conference here in Juneau and attracted about 280 people from all over Southeast to come
goodness.
In.
And that's a great turnout.
We did it is a wonderful conference, and we always make it fun, and it's engaging. We've got a great keynote speaker that came in who talked about play and really focusing on developmentally appropriate practices and training and ideas.
Now, you're both here today to tell our listeners about the Early Learning Fair. It's a big deal. This is the 11th one, yes.
Yeah.
It's happening March 21st. It's this Thursday. Nikki, you're the coordinator for this event, right?
Yes.
So, and you've been doing it for all 11 years?
I have not been in charge all 11 years, but I have been to all 11, yes.
Wow. And do you get stressed out about it, or is it pretty easy
no,
by now?
No, actually, this is one of this and the baby fair are two of the highlights in my year, and I love bringing all the partnerships together. So this is a partnership effort, and the partnerships, it's a coalition of nonprofits in Juneau. I think it's about 18 different agencies, including Reach Infant Learning and SAIL and United Way, Head Start. So all of these folks who are working with families with young children, we come together once a month and we network and share, you know, what's happening in our world, and then also collaborate on projects like this. And so it happens every year, and the great thing about it, or at the baby fair as well, there are always free immunizations offered by Juneau Public Health, free vision screenings through the Flying Lions, and free hearing screenings through our Parents as Teachers team. So a lot of parents, I think that's, you know, it's one of those things you want to do, but you're working, you don't get it scheduled, whatever. This is a time where you can come and you can get that all done at once. And they catch a lot of you know, issues or potential issues and make referrals, which may have gone undiagnosed, you know, for a few years. And that can be really hard for a child's development.
So I've never been to the Early Learning Fair, mainly because it's for families with kids 3 to 5 years old, and I don't have any. But it sounds like a pretty big deal. Do you get a good turnout? Do you feel like you reach everybody? It's a really fun event.
And we have a greeter at the door, and we have lots of activities for the children and prizes. And we try to make it fun, balloons and interactive activities for the children.
Mm-hmm. And then the folks, the different partners who are showcasing their resources, like with this one, it happens at the Mendenhall Valley Library, and they have a lovely large conference meeting room at the front of the library, and that's where all of the educational resources will be kind of on display. So the Juneau School District will be there talking about kindergarten registration. I think they'll even have registration packets. Mm-hmm. Different preschool options throughout the town will be there. Head Start will be there. If a person's, you know, if they have kids who are three and they're not maybe thinking about kindergarten yet, this is still totally for them, because it's never too soon to right. think about getting ready. And there are also other options, you know, that for childcare or, you know, activities in town or what have you, that they really might benefit from. Our friends from Baby Raven Reads will be there talking about their program. The STEM Coalition will be there talking about all the advantages of STEM play and learning. I'm really excited to see what they bring. So it's really dynamic. Our youth librarian will be doing story time. And the last one we had, it kind of feels like a big party. The families get really comfortable. They stay, they linger, they chat. You know, like Linda said, there are activities for the kids. And we've designed it that way so the children are engaged and the parents can be a little more free to, you know, find out new information.
Well, there's definitely been a lot over the, like in recent years about the importance of early education. I mean, not just recent years, but I think everybody knows how important it is. So this is such a great thing that you guys provide. And one of the elements you're going to focus on is kindergarten readiness, even though you said 3 to 5, 3 might be a little too young, but it's never too early to start. So what does kindergarten readiness mean?
Yeah, so kindergarten readiness is really, you know, kindergarten is a really important milestone for a child and a family. It's really their first step into formal education, and preparing children for that first step is the job of parents in early learning programs. And nowadays, I think parents feel a little bit of a stress about, you know, make sure their child has these necessary skills. And much of the focus in the past has been on skills like counting and colors and numbers and things like that, right, in their names. But now we're really looking at the social-emotional skills. And because of all the research and the information about ACEs, which is the adverse childhood experiences, we're finding that children who have a real solid social-emotional skill and ability are a lot more successful for life. And those skills really will help them. And really looking at some of those social-emotional skills like curiosity and perseverance to a task and self-regulation of feelings. When a child really has some of those abilities and skills, they're really ready to learn. And those other skills, those counting and ABC and number recognition, will come. And as a retired kindergarten teacher, I always knew the kids that were ready for that because they were ready. They were curious. They were able to listen and be curious and be excited about school. And that's what we want for kids. And that's what, you know, we want for adults as well. So that's really what we're thinking about now. Those are the readiness skills. And those other skills will come when kids do enter kindergarten and start practicing.
Are there any specific ways or examples that you want to talk about as to how AEYC helps children transition to kindergarten?
Yeah, well, some of the things that we help do is we provide information, obviously, about Kindergarten Registration Day, mm-hmm. and that's coming up Thursday, April 11th. 1 to 5 at all the schools, and you can register at your neighborhood school, and you just need to bring your immunization record and a birth certificate, and that's coming up. So we're sending out postcards to parents whose child will be 5 by September 1st. So it's 5 by September 1st is kindergarten, and that will help them get registered. And we're also having some other activities like welcome to kindergarten open houses in April, and those dates will be on our website. So look for those on our AEYC website. And, things that you can do at home as a parent or as a child care provider is to start talking about it, reading books about kindergarten, and then for parents, just sort of start a routine. I know it's hard sometimes to think about, oh, my gosh, my kid's going to be going to school. What do I need to do? Well, one of the things is get enough sleep, help them start getting up earlier, visit a school, visit a kindergarten teacher, and tell stories about school so they kind of hear it. You know, when I was in kindergarten, I took the bus, and I waited right here, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So they're starting to think about, oh, this is going to be exciting, and it's not going to be scary, and it's going to be a good change.
I like the idea of visiting a school because, you know, they're going to have a great time, and they'll be excited to go back.
Yeah.
That's a good suggestion. The Early Learning Fair is March 21st, 4:30 to 6:30 at the Mendenhall Valley Public Library. It is free. And if you're just joining me, I'm here with Nikki Love and Linda Squibb, and we're talking all about it. Nikki, did you want to add something else?
Oh, I was just getting wistful. I was thinking of when my daughter went to kindergarten, and I remember picking her up in childcare about this time of year. And the provider said to me, oh, did you go to kindergarten registration today? And it was not on my radar at all. And I felt like I was a pretty together parent. And I realized I was already behind and that she was going, and I did have that panic, like, you know, are we ready? So I'd say, you know, it is certainly about getting kids ready, but even for you parents, just start getting ready, because that's
getting yourself ready.
Yeah, it's a big benchmark for parents as well.
It is.
And I think there's a lot of kind of peace and wellness that happens if you just talk about it with your kids, not only for them, but for you, mm-hmm. to realize that this is, you know, your baby's growing.
Yep, good point.
Well, I hope everybody out there takes advantage of the Early Learning Fair and all of the other wonderful resources that you all provide. Is there any other upcoming events or anything else you'd like to talk about today?
Oh, my gosh, it seems like there's always something. But if people do keep an eye on our website and our Facebook page. We have an AEYC Facebook page, and we would love you to be our friend. We are always posting what's happening. And especially at this time of year, those advocacy opportunities, our lawmakers are interested in hearing your stories about how these programs have supported your family. Especially now, we really would love to have folks share those.
I think that's a great call to action, and there's a lot of research out there that supports everything that you're doing, and it's hard to argue with it.
Yeah.
Well, thanks both of you so much for being here today. Again, the Early Learning Fair is Thursday, March 21st, 4:30 p.m. at the Mendenhall Valley Public Library. Thanks so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you.